to the St Ninian's Community Church Lent podcast. Thank you for listening. I'm Sheena, and I'm going to be sharing with you today on another reading on this year's theme of Taste and See, Lessons from the Bible which centre around food. Today's reading is from Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 to 4, and I'm reading from the NIV. Jesus is tested in the wilderness. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After fasting for 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, "If you're the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." Bread must be the most frequently mentioned of all foods in the Bible. Someone with either a lot of time on their hands or a very good search engine has estimated that it's mentioned around 492 times throughout the Bible. As soon as we think of bread, so many verses will, I'm sure, spring to mind. "Give us this day our daily bread," "I'm the bread of life," not to mention miracles and other stories featuring bread. Indeed, even the name Bethlehem, where Jesus was born, means house of bread in Hebrew. Bread is as much a staple part of the Bible as it was in daily life then, and indeed still is now. So it's not surprising that this is the first thing that Satan homes in on in the passage that we read earlier. The chapter before this one tells of Jesus' baptism, and it's interesting and not surprising that straight after that public declaration of who he was and anointing from God, Jesus comes face to face with his biggest test so far. He spent 40 days and nights fasting in the desert, then faced three very different tests. The first one, which we read about, was to prove that he was the Son of God by turning stones into bread to feed himself and deal with the hunger that he felt. We have a day every month as a church when we fast and pray, and I know how hungry I feel after that, never mind after 40 days, so the temptation must have been strong. How typical of Satan, zooming straight in on our weakest, most vulnerable areas to seek to tempt us to compromise ourselves. 1 Peter 5 verse 8 reminds us that your enemy the devil prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Like the lion or the snake in the garden, Satan watches carefully for any sign of weakness and then strikes. Peter reminds us that we must stay alert and watch out for this. And that's exactly what Jesus did. In spite of being physically weakened and hungry from his extended fast, he did not give in to temptation, but stood firm and fought back. Not in some supernatural, miraculous way that we couldn't hope to emulate. He fought this battle as a man, using exactly the same resources and weapons that we have at our disposal. That is, the Word of God. When Satan tempted him to prove that he was the Son of God by doing the equivalent of a party trick, Jesus deflects it by quoting, as he does in all three of these trials, from the book of Deuteronomy. Interestingly, after Psalms, Deuteronomy is the Old Testament book which Jesus quotes most often during his ministry. This verse, "Man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God," both rebukes Satan on his party trick and proves Jesus' sonship. As Charles Spurgeon, the famous 19th century Baptist preacher, said of this, "Satan bids the Lord prove his sonship by catering for himself, and yet that would have been the surest way to prove that he was not the Son of God." Jesus came to serve others, not himself, and Satan was not going to turn him away from that. So what can all this say to us? We can see from this that however important bread and physical food are to our bodies and to enable us to physically live, we also need to feed ourselves spiritually so that we'll live and grow in this area too. And Jesus reminds us here that we must feast on God's word if that's to happen. Just as a loaf of bread won't do us any good if we keep it in the cupboard, so a Bible on a shelf will not help us to grow spiritually. And Jesus also reminds us that as we do this, God's word becomes more than just our nourishment, it becomes our protection, our means of defending ourselves from Satan's attacks, just as he did. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 10 onwards tells us, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armour of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes." Paul then goes on to list all of the spiritual armour that we have at our disposal, ending with the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Let's try, and I'm speaking to myself here, never to cut back on or fast from God's Word, but to taste it, to feast on it, to see how wonderful it is for our sustenance, our protection, and our growth in relationship with God. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your love for us and your provision for us in so many ways. Thank you that we've heard already this week of your physical provision, and today we're reminded that you provide for all our spiritual needs too. We thank you for your Word, which teaches us and directs us. And most of all, we thank you for Jesus, who's our guide, our example, our saviour and our friend. We love you, Lord, and we pray that you'll help us to honour you in all that we do today. In Jesus' name, amen.